About all three readings because you only have so much patience and I only have so much breath to do that. But this Sunday, they're all related. They're related to each other, all three of the readings. They talk about themes like dwelling places and home. And as Christian stewards, we know that we in this world are not in our permanent home. We're merely pilgrims here, making our way through life to our true home, which is heaven. That's why God made us. He made us to be with him forever in heaven. And today we use the different words to describe that kind of discipleship, of following Jesus. If you look through things going on in the diocese and at catechetical offerings and so on, they talk about intentional discipleship or missionary discipleship. What they're really talking about is a stewardship way of life, of making an adult commitment to follow Christ, to put Christ first in our life. And that's the way that we have to guide us to our true home, to heaven. And we're called to make our dwelling here on this earth, our homes. We are called by the bishops to make our homes a domestic church, they say, a domestic church, a home church, right in our family life. Whether we're a household of one, or whether we have 10 kids and two parents, it doesn't matter. We're all called at home to make that the domestic church. And we actually see that concept at work in the first reading from Acts, where they're having some troubles as a family, a Christian family altogether, a Christian community, that some of the widows are being ignored in the distribution, the daily distribution of food, I would presume that's what it means. And we all know that when there's turmoil in our homes, when needs are not being met, when we lack an attitude of service towards each other at home, within our homes or within our community with others, we're not really being the stewards that God wants us to be. Because stewardship is not just about going to Mass every week or serving in parish ministries or giving financially to the parish. Those are essential to stewardship, but there's more. Stewardship begins long before we step onto the parish grounds. It begins in our families, in the domestic church. That's where it begins. And the domestic church plays a big part in our going to heaven. In fact, the purpose of getting married, one of the purposes is for a husband to help his wife get to heaven and the wife to help her husband get to heaven. And if you're blessed with children, to help your children get to heaven. That's the task ahead of you for as a married couple, as a family, to help each other get to heaven. In that place where you practice intimate love and selfless love for each other. And then we see that ultimately stewardship is not something that we do, but it's who we are, that we're living out our baptismal call to follow Christ as his disciples, whether in parish life, social life, at work, everywhere, and certainly in our home. We are called by our baptism to do so, because by our baptism we share in the baptism of the faithful, and I mean to say in the priesthood of the faithful through our baptism. That at the baby's baptism, when these children making their first communion were born about 7 years ago or so, their parents had promised at their baptism to bring them back to church, to raise them in the church and share their faith, and to bring them back to church for the sacraments of confirmation and Holy Communion. And so that promise all of you made, parents of the children, that you made 7 years ago, you're fulfilling part of that this morning by bringing them here and supporting them as they were preparing for First Communion. And that's how much your parents love you, children, that they want to share their greatest gift that they have received, their faith in Jesus Christ, with you, even at such a young age, to bring you to make your first Holy Communion. St. Peter says, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, in the second reading, a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So how do you, as lay people, do these priestly things? Well, we have to ask ourselves, what does a priest do? Now, please don't say a priest plays golf all week and then works one day a week on the weekend. I don't think Father McNeil plays golf, and neither do I. But anyway, seriously, what does a priest do? A priest offers prayer and sacrifice. Think of the priest of the Old Testament and the Jewish religion. They had live sacrifice in the temple. And if you wanted them, you had to go to them to offer your sacrifice. So you would buy a pigeon or a dove, or sometimes I think they sacrificed even goats or sheep or something. And you would pay them to offer prayer and sacrifice to God the Father for you. But now, as followers of Jesus, through our baptism, we can offer prayer and sacrifice, meaning lay people, on our own. We offer prayer and sacrifice to the Father through Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Each one of you who are baptized can do that. And so how do you put that priesthood then into practice in the domestic church at home? Well, the Catholic Catechism says that it's here at home that all members of the family exercise the priesthood of the baptized in a special way, by reception of the sacraments, that's first, prayer and thanksgiving, the witness of a holy life, self-denial, and active charity. Well, that's quite a list to live up to, isn't it? But we have our whole life to live up to that, to practice that type of priesthood of the faithful. And finally, in St. John's Gospel, Jesus says, "In my Father's house there are many dwelling places." And this reading from St. John is frequently chosen for a funeral, probably because it says, "In my Father's house there are many dwelling places." And I'm sure everybody here has thought about heaven at least once or twice or maybe many times, or thought about what's going to happen to me when I die. People have all sorts of ideas of what heaven will be like, because we don't really know what it's going to be like, and so we kind of have to guess. And I think when people hear there are many dwelling places, some people think we're going to have our own house up in heaven. I don't think that's a good idea. Who's going to do the housework for all eternity? I certainly don't want to. But no, Jesus promises us far more than our own little condo or house up in heaven, if we follow him as his disciples. He promises us just what he said: "In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places," which is a great thought for us who know that our true home is in heaven, that God the Father has prepared a unique, special spot in his house just for you, just for me. We all have our own unique spot already prepared for us in God's house. And it's up to us to accept that invitation, to follow Jesus, to help us get to that place that God has prepared for each one of us. And so our response to all of this wonderful love of God is to be good stewards of our earthly dwellings. Make our homes true domestic churches, where we honor God with prayer, with our thoughtfulness to each other, with our generous hospitality to all. And as we focus on the children who are to make their first communion, there's just one thing I want to say to you, and that is this. As St. John Vianney tells us, that God left us the gift of the Eucharist, his Son Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, as the greatest gift that he could possibly leave us. Because if there was anything better than receiving Holy Communion, God would have given us that. But he didn't. He leaves us his Son Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist to feed you each week when you come to Mass, to take away your sins, to strengthen you, to help you love each other. And so it's with lots of joy that you make your first communion this day here in our parish and have the love and support of everybody in the parish for you.